Hey, David.
Hello. I don't know why I said it like that. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm sorry.
Hello.
I felt like I was talking to On Dos Tres.
I know. I don't know where that came from.
That's not your fault.
Not even a Mexican movie.
No, it's
not. Although I think the mum's supposed to be Hispanic.
Yeah, or she's mixed race, at least.
Yeah.
I thought she was African-American, but...
Maybe
I just projected the voice.
What's Maya Rudolph? I don't know her
she's
background.
She's African-American, 100%.
Is she?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I don't know.
I'm willing to lock that
I
in.
I don't see colours.
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph.
That's what I'm swearing in the background.
At your life. Maybe she wrote that song.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Rihanna and whoever she did it with.
What are you looking at?
I thought it wasn't moving, and then
it's
realized
it is moving. There's a line there.
Yeah, I know. We're recording. So this is Scriptical. That was David. I'm Lisa. And we are talking about Mitchells versus the Machines.
The Machines.
Yes. And the only bit of trivia on this movie that I'm just going to say first to get it out of the way is that the title of this movie was originally... it was changed to the word Connected.
Connected?
Connected.
That's what they were going to call it.
Correct. When it got purchased. So another fact about this movie, we're going into budget and box office early. So this movie has a budget of approximately a range. It's $50 to $100 million.
That's a big range.
That's right.
That's
right?
A huge range. How do they know?
I don't know.
How do they not know?
Let's assume it was $100 million, because there's no way you can make that movie for $50
million. Maybe.
It had lots of stars in it. It's animated. Animated costs more to make.
Yeah, it does. It takes a long time to
make. And it was a really good movie. So
they were going to call this Connected.
Connected.
No.
So they Netflix purchased the movie for $100 million. So we're going to just assume this movie broke even.
Yes.
Couldn't bear to think that it got sold for a loss. Ridiculous.
I would think it kind of got sold for a loss because the budget was between $50 and $100. So
this is our first Netflix exclusive movie because this movie was made... Well, it came out 2021.
Yes.
But it was set for 2020.
Yes, because that's what everything in the movie's about.
Yes, September.
Yes.
September 2020. So, and we all know what happened in those 2 years. They changed it to Connected when they purchased it, Mr. Netflix. And then they decided...
Mr. Netflix.
Yep.
He's like Mr. Skin.
He's like Mr. Phone. And then they decided to change it back. Good move.
Yes.
This movie called Connected doesn't fit.
Connected.
I get the idea.
I think they were trying to be clever. Trying to be clever with the title.
Yeah.
And it would have worked as Connected, but it would have felt disconnected from what it really is.
Correct. So, yeah, I feel like I understand the message. We get it. We get the message you're trying to pass through this movie, whoever wrote it, but that's not the point.
Well, the person who wrote it's the director, wasn't it? It was written and directed by
that
guy.
Not necessarily always written and directed by the same person.
No, but it was written on the credits, wasn't it?
It probably was, but I wasn't paying attention to that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I saw him. There's a picture of him.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I missed that bit.
Okay.
I was too busy annoyed by the fact that when they showed the cast at the end, they showed little photos of when they were kids, which... I lose the connection of where they... I'd like to see them now and then.
Yeah, but they were showing people going on family holidays and road trips. That's what they were doing.
I agree. Yep. I say, yeah. The staff of this movie.
Staff, yes.
Staff. So we've got Abby Jacobson.
Yes.
Danny McBride.
Yeah, which... Can I just say, before you say any more...
Yeah.
I've watched this movie a few times, and I have... I think I lose... Like, a lot of times with animation movies...
I'm
disconnected. A lot of times the animation movies, and I think I said it in the last one, or maybe the one before, where it's all about who the big star in the movie is, and it's less that now because everyone's had a go already.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like every one of them, I didn't care who the actual people were who were doing the voices.
You got lost in the characters.
I actually liked them. They just all made sense as characters. Mm. And I think that's really well done. I think they need to do that more. And less trying to find A-listers to put in their movies.
Yeah, yeah. To say, hey, look, we've got whatever as this person.
Yeah, like Abby Jacobson.
Yeah.
I looked at it afterwards because I wanted to see.
I've never heard of her before.
She's in one of those... She might be in Broad City or something. I think she's one of those two girls.
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't really know very much.
No.
Danny McBride I know, but, you know.
Yeah, the only voice at the time when I'd watched this movie before I looked it up... was the only voices I recognised was Maya Rudolph.
Yep.
and the PAL phone, which was Olivia Colman.
Yep.
But she does, as you said, when we discussed it after the movie was finished.
Emma Thompson.
She does sound a lot like Emma Thompson. They're very similar voices, those two guys.
I mean, both English and quite, not pretentious, but but quite higher class English. Yes. English have got different accents, but you know what I mean?
Which one ironically, there's a video floating around on Facebook as a reel of Olivia Colman, and someone asks her what her favourite swear word is.
Yes.
She goes, oh, can I say it? She goes, yeah, say it. She goes, cunt. It's my favourite swear word. It's just beautiful.
It's, I think the accent that she has, which is very, no, probably not the same, but for me sounds very similar to Emma Thompson's one, is a very, like, not lower grade, or very high grade London accent.
Yes, they must be from the same area.
Well, it feels like they are, but maybe I just think all English people sound the same.
Yes. No, that's not racist of you. So, yes, Maya Rudolph, Michael Rianda, Blake Griffin.
Conan, do you know who Blake Griffin is?
No, probably not from his name. I need to see his face. Who is he?
So, Blake Griffin is an NBA player.
Right.
An NBA star.
Right.
I don't think he plays anymore. I think he might be retired now.
So, he's doing an OJ Simpson, is he?
I think that's what's happened. Right. Because when I saw Blake Griffin and then his picture came up, I was like, hold on. That's NBA player Blake Griffin.
Right.
So, obviously, he's getting into movies.
I should say he's doing a Kareem.
Yes, he's doing a Kareem. Less of an OJ.
Yeah.
I think his wife is safe.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no rest in peace in this house. I've got Conan and Brian as the main robots.
Yes. Okay.
Eric Andre, Olivia Colman, as I mentioned. Fred Armisen.
Yeah, I know him.
We love Fred Armisen. But I wouldn't have recognised his voice.
No.
Beck Bennett. Chrissy Teigen, John Legend,
yes.
Charlene Yee, Melissa Storm, and Doug the Pug.
Doug the Pug.
Actually got a pug to do the
sounds, good on Dougie.
Which is good. I'm glad. I'm glad they didn't get
you need a Doug pug.
Human to be a pug.
Well, it could have been Frank Welker, because that's basically, he does all the voices for everything ever.
Yeah, he's an animal person.
Well, he has Optimus Prime and everything too, but he also does these.
Yeah, he does that.
But I think he might be like the voice of the alien hissing in Aliens or something as well. You know what I mean? Like, he's always these things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He does other sounds, other human, inhumanly sounds.
Inhuman sounds.
Yeah.
That's just be called Inhuman Sounds.
Inhuman Sounds.
Oh, that's a great name for a band.
That is.
Inhuman Sounds.
That is.
All right, cool.
Anyway. Are you ready to get into podcasts?
I'm not. I said last time I won't do that anymore.
No, I had to get in there first because I know you say things.
I won't.
We all
do
know
this.
You say things.
I will say, it is time to journey down this podcast life.
That's shit.
I know. I've got to think of a new one.
Yeah, work on that.
All right.
So,
are you ready?
Yes.
Before we start, I'm going to turn the light on because I cannot see.
You cannot read your notes.
Well, I can read them, sort of.
You can't read them on a normal day.
No, but it's too dark in here.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yep. Now, that's way better.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
You need your glasses too while we're here?
No, I can read it.
You're okay.
I have taken a conscious effort today to try and write it better so that I don't stuff up. So let's see how this goes. I can read the first one. So obviously the first one I tried. I've got the thing where it's doing the little intro of, not the intro of the movie. I've got the bit, because that scene replays, so I didn't bother with that one.
Yeah, no.
But the bit where we're kind of showing her growing up and everything.
Yes.
Have you got stuff for that?
There must have been, it's funny, we literally watched this movie and my brain's gone fried already.
Yep.
I said, what if the kids found that video funny? They don't find it funny.
I said exactly the same thing. So she's there and she puts a picture of like a dog cop one on there. And I don't know exactly what the video is, but the kids, they just don't care.
In the class, yeah.
Kids in the class.
Yeah.
So I said, what if the kids appreciate her art, or at least someone appreciate her art in school, and she had a friend.
Yeah.
Because she seems to have grown up with, like, no one liking her, and she's an outsider.
Yeah, she once she goes to this school, that's where she finds her people.
Yeah, but, like, this
no
is the thing, right?
Her.
We have quirky kids.
Yes.
And every one of our kids has found a group of, or at least one person who, you know, is kind of a friend or gets in or is into her sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't think that what this girl is into, which is making videos, is that crazy, especially in the mid to late 2000s to early 2010s.
Dare I say it, I feel like she's got no time for the mainstream stuff that everybody else likes. She just wants to sit in her little niche.
Yeah, possibly. And that's
the reason why she can't find her people.
But it's played like, oh, I won't... This is the only chance for me to find my people. Maybe she could have done a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think kids... And you know what? Look, she's a little baby in 2003.
Yeah.
So it means that when that school thing is happening, it's probably like late 2000s, yeah. Right? I think at that point, YouTube is pretty popular and people would appreciate, you know, a funny video with a dog in it or like sock puppets or whatever the hell she does.
Yeah.
I reckon the kids would be into it.
Mm.
I don't know why they wouldn't be into it. They'd think it was hilarious that she's made this thing. So, I don't understand why she hasn't found a person.
Yeah, I don't either.
Anyway, maybe it's an American thing.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's just it's got to lay the formwork for her wanting to go to this college so bad.
I know.
She needs to be around the people like her.
I know
that,
but seriously.
Yeah. I said, what if they wanted to talk to him about dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Oh, my God. No one wants
to talk to him about dinosaurs.
What if the parents realised that he was calling random people up and asking about when to talk to about dinosaurs? And they stopped him doing it.
Yeah.
Like, this is so dangerous.
Yeah.
In 2020 or 2021 or whatever this was, this could be a real problem.
Yeah. Also, how would he know how to use the white pages?
Also, how would he know how to use he's using like a dial phone.
Yes, a dial phone.
This kid is weird. Have you seen the thing that, well, I think it might be a YouTube.
They're a weird family.
Yeah, it's I think it might be a YouTube thing where they put a phone in front of, like, kids nowadays and try and get them to do a rotary phone.
Yeah, and they can't
do it. Oh, my God, it's so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they can't pulling it, and they're pushing it, and then they can't figure it out.
Yeah, and then one of them, I think they're doing it in groups, and one of them goes, I think you're supposed to put your finger in here and do something, but they don't spin it all the way.
Yeah.
So they just kind of, like, put their finger in and move it.
Yeah.
I think he thinks if I've got to dial in a 5... He puts his finger in the first hole and moves it to the 5.
Yeah.
But that's dialing a 1.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway.
It's quite funny.
I just think it's really hilarious to, like, make this phone call with this rotary phone.
And
I went
to a client's house yesterday and she had the old style Telstra phones.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, the really slim ones that were supposed to be super modern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I looked at her phone and went, geez, I haven't seen a phone like that in ages. Yeah. That was like that was the first... Fancy
that was one you could hang on the wall.
Yes, and it wasn't hung. It was sitting on the bench. Always,
no one ever hangs them, but you could hang them on the wall. Really?
Yeah, ours was hung on the wall near the kitchen.
Oh.
Remember?
No, I don't remember.
We never had a phone sitting, because there was no room on the bench, so we had to have it on the wall.
Surprisingly, in your mum's house, there was no room on a bench.
No.
It's almost like...
All our phones were hung up, except for the one in the bedroom. It was on the bedside table.
True.
But we never really used that phone.
True. Didn't you have a rotary one downstairs?
Yeah, in the laundry.
Yeah.
Yep. It's still there, unless the people moved it. I wish I'd taken it before I moved out of that house.
We had the old rotary one when we changed to the Telstra whatever, and they didn't want it back, so we kept it. So I pulled it apart to see how it worked.
You monster.
Yeah, and then I couldn't get it to go back together.
You're a monster.
So you can tell
how much that phone would be worth now.
I know, but it was cool.
You killed it.
I pulled it. Okay, so what I did is I pulled it apart. I unscrewed it all, and I looked at all the stuff, and I went, "Okay."
Speaking of weird children,
yeah,
criticizing this kid for using a dial phone. At least he didn't kill it.
He didn't use it. Okay, I'm just saying that he's a kid that uses his phone all the time.
Yeah.
His normal phone. Why would he be sitting there with a white pages phone book and a touch phone?
No credit.
Perhaps, yeah.
That's the first thing that comes to
perhaps.
My mind.
Perhaps. That's probably the reason. That was the very reason of saying that. I thought it was a bit strange. Yeah.
The only weird thing out of the situation is that they still have a home phone. Not many people do anymore.
No, that's right. But anyway, so I pulled this phone apart and I was like, oh, I see how this thing, and that's the bell and all like that. And so I went to go put it back together. And when I went to go put it back together, the casing wouldn't go on right.
Yeah.
So I think what happened was I didn't put it back in the right order. I didn't push everything into the right spot. And then... I did it. I got it. I sort of pushed it back in and I got it in. And then I tried to move the dial wheel and it was like,
yeah,
so fucking hard to move the thing. And I was like, oh, I'll stop this.
I thought that was Napoleon's cousin. I pulled this phone apart. All right. Moving on.
Okay.
I said, what if the dad was eaten alive?
Yeah.
I wish. No, I don't wish. No.
I just said, what if the dad was better?
Yeah.
Okay, so, because there's a thing that...
He doesn't want to get involved in her interest at all.
All right, so I'm
and
a dad,
get it.
Right?
Yeah.
And
are
I'm
you?
Not...
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one over there, and there's one over there, and there's one...
Over somewhere
way
else.
Over that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's three of them.
Yeah.
And
you know of.
I...
I love how the shower stopped there. Like, whoo? Sorry, move on.
We're not in the shower, by the way. Anyone listening along at home?
Our child's in the shower.
Yeah.
The water just turned off like what?
It's one of those I pointed at.
Okay, yeah, they didn't know that, though. They can't see. This is not a visual medium, just in case.
This is a great episode already. I'm loving it. Okay, so... I am a dad. Don't start with that. And I feel like...
Can I end with that?
Yeah, you can end. You can middle it with it, but you can't start with it. I feel like... As a dad, you have to really be interested in what your kids are doing. Like,
as a parent in general, why does it have to be a dad? Is it a dad thing?
Well, the mum seems like she's reasonably interested in what her daughter does in this movie.
She doesn't seem to show... We don't see the footage.
You know what? The mum doesn't actually show anything either, does she, really?
No, she wants the dad to take an interest because the mum, she has the mum's attention. She's trying to get the dad on board.
Yeah.
Because the dad's not supportive of this...
I just think this dad's trying to push his own little agenda thing here, and I just don't like it. I just, what if the dad was better at sort of communicating with her? Or what if the dad was, even though I don't understand it, I still support you kind of thing?
Yeah, that's
the main thing. He's not like that.
No, he's not.
So what if he was like that?
Yeah.
Then she would still want to go because it's her thing.
Yeah.
And he would be supporting her, mm-hmm. which means that a whole bunch of other things don't happen throughout this movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Yeah. I'm just saying, what if he was better at communicating with her?
Yes. I said, what if you just wanted to watch the video?
Yeah.
Just watch it. Why can't you just watch it? And I said, what if the dad could appreciate at least the art of it? Not so much, you know, he doesn't have to understand it.
Yeah.
Just appreciate it. And what if he could just not criticize? Like, what if you could be one of those people that sees something, doesn't agree with it, but doesn't say anything.
Yeah. No, he's too opinionated.
Mm. He's got a...
too opinionated. Yeah.
She's going to uni or whatever this college is or whatever. The very next day. And yet he's still convincing her, what if this doesn't work out?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to support yourself?
So I haven't got to that scene yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think my dad was better. It was before that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part before that. And then I've got, what if she doesn't get into film school?
Mm-hmm.
Because... not everyone gets in.
Yeah.
And, you know, she is making films and stuff, but maybe she's not good at it. Mm. Maybe they look at what she's made and go, no, that's not for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if that's not her style.
If she's not going to film school, then they're not going on the road trip.
No.
Which means they're just going to get captured, whatever.
Yeah.
And...
maybe.
What if film school was competitive and catty?
Yes, instead of
everyone supporting each other and we can't wait to see... She's never met these people before.
They are all competition.
They're a competition for each other. Mm. Like, what if they were a bit more catty with each other?
Yeah.
And they weren't so nice to her?
Mm-hmm.
Because then she maybe would be... she'd be excited for going to film school, but she wouldn't be wanting to get there to hang out with everyone else.
Yeah, because she wouldn't be so eager to get away from her family. If her interactions
weren't so good, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this is the scene with the kind of dinner thing happening.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the dog wasn't in Little Big Planet? Because he has a cupcake thrown at him. It hits him. And it sticks like it's in a level in the big plate.
And then he just runs around trying to catch it. So cute. I thought, what if he ate the cupcake and then died? But that's just me.
Yeah.
And then...
so we have the fight?
Yeah. And I said, what if the mum intervenes? She doesn't say anything.
No. I don't know what's going on with this mum.
She just stays out of it. And I understand, because he's a grown adult, he's a dad. But she could defuse the situation so easily.
Yeah, but she doesn't.
Mm.
She's not very good at, for someone who is a first grade teacher, she's not very good with treating people who are treating each other like children. She can't seem to figure that out.
Yeah.
I feel like her students are not, you know, are not being taught.
Maybe I'm a bad wife because if this situation happened in our house,
mm.
I'd just turn to you and go, just watch the fucking video.
Yeah, and I would be watching the video anyway.
Oh, yeah. But if you had to say something like, I mean, I'd call you out on your shit straight away. I'd say, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just support it. Watch it. Feign interest if you have to. But just do that. So maybe I'm a bad wife for not agreeing with my husband and doing what my husband tells me.
Okay, good. Let's just keep that. That's about that point where we keep that bit of audio.
I didn't say I was going to. I said maybe I'm a bad wife for that.
Oh,
doesn't mean I'm going to change.
Can you clarify that topic?
No, I'm not going to change.
No?
No.
No change?
Mm-mm.
Incomparable change.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, so she storms to her room and he the wife basically says, you know, go and talk to her. Have you talked to her yet? No, I haven't talked to her yet. Go and do it. I said, what if he doesn't see that she, what if he doesn't see that she's left the moose in the giveaway pile?
Yeah.
And then he just knocks on the door?
Yeah.
They might have another argument at this point.
Yeah. I think if anything, she'd be desperate to go and probably catch a earlier flight if that was to happen.
Hmm.
And then he finds the moose, finds the handy cam, watches home videos.
Yes.
I said, what if 5-year-olds went to camp? How old is she?
Yeah, she looks little.
She looks tiny. She looks preschool-like.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to camp.
Yeah, what camp is this?
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like a day camp. I'm hoping it's a day camp and not an overnight camp. Hopefully. When I hear camp, I think overnight.
I'm thinking overnight too.
Yeah, that's an Australian thing, I suppose. When you go out for the day with your school, it's called an excursion. So
yeah, I think this looks like it's, I don't know. I think kid going to camp is like one of these touchstone moments in a movie family's life. Mm. And I feel like they've just thrown it in there because it makes sense.
Yeah, maybe it was summer camp so they can have some time to themselves.
That's
probably when her brother is conceived.
It's likely. I don't know what the age of these two people are. She's like 17, 18, that sort of age.
Yeah, she's leaving high school.
Well, she's 18.
Yeah.
If she's like me or 17 like you.
I feel like she's like older than Nat was because with the years match up, she's just a bit older than our oldest.
Yes. And then the other kid's what, 10?
Yeah, probably.
So that means that if it was at that point, then she would be a lot older. But I don't think she looks like she's like 8 or 9. She looks like she's about 4.
Yeah, she's tiny. Well, that's how they've animated her to look anyway.
Yeah. So I've got... have you got anything for the rest of that night? Because I've got something in the next morning when he reveals that he's... that they're going on the road trip.
No, because I started to write something and then realised that's actually what happened.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, what if the flight before was her... the flight was the day before her orientation, realised that is the case.
Cool. So I said, what if the mum realises that cancelling the plane trip is a very bad idea?
Yes. Yeah. Well, he tells her the morning of.
Yeah, but... okay. So this dad, he has, what, rang up the airline and cancelled her flight?
Well, you can't cancel her flight. She'd just lose the money.
Yeah.
They lose the money. You don't get cancelled the day before and get your money back.
Yeah, but so what has he done? He's cancelled her ticket...
Yeah.
If it's online,
she could still go.
This is the thing, right? If they're booking a plane thing, the daughter would probably do it as an online thing. If they've got an actual physical ticket,
yeah,
he just probably ripped the ticket up. She can probably just get another ticket.
Yeah.
Like, this is a way. But what if the mum had gone, this is bad, let's not do this, and just booked her another flight? Or just call them up and said, we didn't mean to cancel, and they probably had to pay a fee and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what if he doesn't cancel her flight? Like, this is the other one from before.
Yeah.
If he talks to her, he doesn't cancel the flight. So this movie doesn't make sense because they take her to the airport, and I suppose on the way to the airport is when all the robot shit happens. So they're probably stuck in an airport rather than No, it's probably even later than that.
Yeah, actually. It feels like they're on the road a couple of days. No, because I feel like she would have already... Because I was already trying to time that in my head.
Yeah.
Of where would she be.
She'd already be there.
She'd be there.
She'd be there already.
She'd be there, she'd be captured with all her friends.
So she'd get captured and then they would be just at home.
Mm.
And they'd probably get captured too. And then everyone would be captured.
Yeah.
And the whole world would destroy the whole world.
Pretty much.
So, damn Olivia Colman.
Cunt.
/ Emma Thompson.
So then they go on their journey.
Yes.
And they're trying to make memories and stuff. They go to a restaurant with like 0 stars Yelp review.
Yes.
I said, what if they all died from food poisoning? Next scene, he's taking a shortcut around traffic.
Yep.
Literally the very next scene that is. I said, what if they died crashing into the back of the truck?
Yeah, they should have.
He kills them so many times.
He would kill them a few times.
Yeah. What if they died on mules? They go on a donkey trip.
Yep. Well, it looks like they're going to.
Mm. And then...
we cut back across to the presentation. Owner of Pal. Owner, right?
Yeah.
And I said, what if the founder, because I kept calling him the founder, realises that he's a douchebag?
Mm.
Because he really is.
He really is. He talks about his phone like she's his girlfriend.
Yes, and then he just dumps her straight away.
So what if he fucked his phone?
He probably does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why she can take a USB that big.
Correct.
Once you've gone USB-A, you never look back.
Hopefully they use lube for that.
I mean, USB-C is very tiny, so...
Yeah, it's adequate.
So, but USB-A, whew,
USB-A geez. Sounds like the NBA.
Well, it's got Blake Griffin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I said, what if the people who wrote this movie didn't watch iRobot before making this?
Yeah, that's true.
Because this is basically iRobot.
Yeah.
From this point.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the kid. You think he runs into the wall? Or the dad runs into the wall?
What?
One of the. It's either the kid or the dad. Like, okay. Literally runs into a wall.
He runs into a wall. They haven't got to that part yet. You're jumping forward.
You said iRobot. So the robots are attacking now, aren't they?
No. He runs into the wall before the robots. I can tell you exactly what happens.
Oh, can you now?
Yes. I know the part you're talking about, but can I do this? This still next at the bit.
Presentation. Yeah.
We're still at the presentation, right?
Okay.
So, what if the tech team, all his people who have done what they're doing, had predicted predicted that the robot might rise up and have some way to stop them?
Mm. They do that. They have a kill code.
No, but the kill code, what if they were on hand? What if they tested this? What if they'd realised that the phone had created this back door, mm-hmm. that his PAL thing, like, they would see it in the code.
Yeah, it would be.
It'd be in the code and they'd be like, oh... No, he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
They don't do that. They're too fucking stupid.
Or is he trusting his phone as his pal? It's almost like she's the person
maybe,
who's the developer.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he programmed it himself. But this is the thing, is that they would have testing and all kinds of things. So this wouldn't go wrong. Because the worst thing you do when tech things go wrong, not that it would be this wrong, but they might think that, you know, it won't work properly or something. And then they would be checking the code and someone would be like, what's this? Why is there a back door? Why can your phone control all the robots?
Yes.
This doesn't work. Like, this won't work. What if your phone... glitches, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, no way that this would happen.
True.
Anyway, this is the part where he runs to the wall. I said, what if he goes for the dino girl?
That's right. I said, what if he died running into the wall?
Yes. Because he's like, okay, so she likes dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
And he just loses his shit.
Yeah, he's a very weird little kid.
He's so weird.
Yeah, he's definitely autistic.
There's something with this kid. He's neurodiverse
in there somewhere.
So then,
not that there's anything wrong with that, but he just panics and can't carry on a normal conversation.
So meanwhile, all the robots are going everywhere and they're attacking all these landmarky places.
Yeah.
And
before you go to the landmarks.
Yes.
They land and blow all the glass out of that restaurant or where the
I thought that was after. So I've got that part too. No, the landmarks
happen afterwards.
Okay.
So when they, I said, wouldn't it be great if some flying broken glass flying through the air cut somebody up, their skin. Yeah, I knew that you wrote the same thing too, because we both wrote at the same moment. No one is bleeding. No one has any injuries.
All right. What if everyone has face cuts from all the glass?
Yeah. I think the only injury in the entire movie that I notice is her knees scratched up a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. She's got
grazes on her knee.
No one gets hurt. Yeah.
The only blood that is shed in this movie is from the robots.
Yeah.
And it's okay because it's robot blood. It's blue. And yes. It's graphic.
It's very graphic, but that is it.
It splatters on the pods. It splatters all over her.
See, it's bad. If she's an AI thing that hates humans and wants to get rid of them, why wouldn't she just send the robots to murder the humans? Why does she put them in pods so that she can send them off? I suppose she's trying to do an ironic thing.
Yeah.
She's trying to do a thing like, you love your Wi-Fi and your machine so much that we'll make you, you know, go with them
They're
forever.
They're going to die in space.
They're going to die anyway.
But it's a PG way of taking over
it's
the world.
It's a very PG
they
way.
Absolutely, certainly would destroy all life.
I thought, I confused this because maybe it's another movie or whatever it is, but I had the feeling like she puts them in a pod to protect them from themselves. That's what I thought was the plot of this
movie.
It's definitely another movie.
Yeah.
But that partway through, I realised, oh no, that's a different movie I'm thinking of. But the thing is that at a lot of points in this movie, these robots could just flat out kill people.
Yeah.
And what if she'd given the directive that, you know, if they come peacefully, you put them in the pod, but if they don't, you just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Because these robots, she loses a lot of robots from people fighting back.
Yeah.
And there would be a lot more people fighting back than just the Mitchells.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, this is America and it could be Tuesday.
Yeah, that's right. If it was Tuesday, where's all the guns?
Yeah, that's right. PG.
Yeah. What if one of them got captured straight off? Like, there was an opportunity for them to be just straight out grabbed and yep. put into a pot.
So we have all these bits and pieces and things that happen.
Yeah.
And the... I said at that point, what if the robot... Because there's a point where the robots are there and the dog is there.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the robots had seen the dog at this point?
Mm.
And they had realised at the very start of the movie, like before all these people got taken...
The dog is a weakness.
Because as they're there, the robots are standing outside and they put 14 pods out and all stuff like that. And they say...
Sorry,
they say, oh, we want you to like that. What if they noticed the dog and then their heads blew up?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, the dog, they yeah. can't... They what, and then all of a sudden, those 14 people are all still okay.
Yeah.
And maybe those 14 people as a group with the dog go around saving everyone.
Mm.
It's a different movie, yeah. but it feels much more like, you know that movie The Mist?
Yes.
Like that sort of thing. Yeah. They're all stuck in the convenience store and they can't get outside and whatever.
Yes.
It feels like something like that might happen.
Yeah.
Where they can't, they have to use the dog to stop the robots coming.
Yes.
But they can't, they only have one dog.
Mm-hmm. Two girls, one dog.
14 people, one dog. So there's a douche family.
Yeah.
So I said, what if the douche family stuff up their little thing and they get killed? They get murdered straight out in front of everyone.
Mm. Graphic. They get captured or something and they're flying up, but then something happens and...
The dog gets in the pod and the pod closes and the kid's holding the leash.
Yes.
So what if the dog of the pod closing breaks the leash and the dog's just taken?
Yes. I said, what if they, when they fly to the ground, they get in a nice comfy dumpster. I said, what if they miss the dumpster?
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah. So much death.
There's a lot of people fall from heights in this movie and it's okay.
Yes.
So I've got some points about this. I might say it now. Are you ready for this?
Go for it.
If you are falling from massive heights and you are going for a long distance, you've almost got to terminal velocity, and this freeze ray thing stops your body cold.
Yeah.
It's your just internal like hitting the organs
yeah.
will just obliterate.
It's just the equivalent of hitting the ground.
Yeah. You would be so dead.
Yeah.
But no one dies from this.
No.
The daughter the falls dog. From, like, so far. The dog falls like that.
Happens to her, happens to the father, happens yep. to everybody.
I know. They're all dead.
Yep. She uses the arm as a gun, as a holdy freezy thing.
Yep.
The daughter. And I said, what if she kept it? She throws it away.
Yeah, I don't know why she throws it away.
You've got a weapon in front of you and you've just let it go.
Yeah, and she actually knows how to use it now, too.
Yeah, she learned how to use it and gets rid of it. And then
because she's too busy singing Rihanna songs.
Perhaps. There's the montage of... all over the world getting attacked. So
yes.
we just need to clarify that it's not just America. Mm-hmm. It includes places like France, India, and San Francisco. And Silicon Valley. Two That's of those because... places in America.
No, okay. So... the reason why it does San Francisco is because that's near Silicon Valley. So what it is it's doing around the world and then it shows San Francisco and then the robots fly through to Silicon Valley.
No, I get that. But I love the fact, this is happening everywhere. Yeah. If it's in France and India, that's everywhere.
Can I just say, I know Japan is there too. Can I, they do a Japan one.
Oh, do they? Tokyo. Oh, not at the end. That's at the end, Tokyo.
Is it?
I believe so.
I thought it was at the start. No. Anyway, that's okay. Either way, I'm very disappointed in this movie that did not give the random Sydney Opera House or the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
Because we're in every movie like that.
Yeah, and we love it. Where they're just going, woo, us!
There's a bridge I know!
Take us! Struth! They could have had someone just go, Struth! With a cork hat.
Oh, my God.
Go, Fiat Incom.
The end of Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like where they've just got the skyline of Sydney with the opera house and the Harbour Bridge, and they've just like superimposed the rope, like the spaceship at the back. That is some of the weirdest and stupidest
but
stuff.
But hey, we were included and we love it.
And everyone loved it. Everyone thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, we love it.
Anyway, keep going.
We loved it in Dumb and Dumber where she says she's Austrian. Yeah. He says, g'day, mate.
Yeah, we thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny, guys.
That's right.
You got us. This is what we're like.
So what if people treated their phones better? She does a little montage of, she says, this is what you do to me.
Yes.
You poke me, prod me, you cover me in gross stuff. Uh-huh. This, that, and the other. And I went, you drop me in the toilet.
I don't drop
my toilet. I've never dropped a phone in the toilet.
I do poke it.
I've never dropped a phone in my face. Because
that's how it's worked. That's how it's used.
You have to touch it. Caress it.
I mean, I tap it.
Yes.
Because you're supposed to tap it.
Tapping
sometimes.
Is okay. I press my thumb on mine.
But it's under your thumb.
Yeah, it's under my thumb. Either thumb. No preference.
That's you. But I'm just you're like, so terrible.
Yeah. I've only smashed a phone screen once.
Oh.
And I feel bad about that. Shouldn't have been once at all. But anyway. Yeah. Moving on.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
So have we got to my two favourite characters of this movie?
Go on, introduce them.
So they get glitched. They're the two that are chasing, and they get glitched by the sign falling on them.
Yes.
And so I suppose the what if is, what if they just completely, they don't wake up? So I said, what if Eric and Deborah Bot 5000 didn't wake up?
That's right, yes. They wouldn't tell them that the kill code
would They wouldn't have the kill work. Code?
Yeah.
Wouldn't have the kill code. They couldn't do it.
No. And they wouldn't think it actually was possible. They let them believe it's possible.
Also at this point, right, the robots have gone crazy. This is where iRobot falls into it again.
Yeah.
The robots have gone crazy. No one knows who's controlling these robots. If you're watching the press conference, you're pretty sure that this founding guy isn't doing it.
No.
But these...
It doesn't give away who does. It
could be anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how do they know... Without those two robots, how do they know to even go to the headquarters at Silicon Valley?
Correct.
Because it could be someone's hacked it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
If they don't know that, then they've got no way of fighting back. And that's just the end. So we need Eric and Deborah Bot 5000.
Yes, yeah, no. They are necessary. They also, you know, they're robots that they fly off on to save right. them. So there's just multiple times where you
multiple
need them.
Multiple times you need them.
Yep.
Anyway, they're so good. Yeah. I love this scene so much because they try to pretend like they're humans.
Yes.
Then they do the walking downstairs. Yes. Then they draw on each other's faces.
This is silly. He goes, no. I kind of want to see how this plays out.
It's very good.
It's really good. And then they grab a texter from the top of the shelf, bring it back over and draw faces.
They draw faces at each other.
They are the best characters.
They start talking like, we're just fellow humans.
Yes.
God, those robots have left.
It's really cute. They are the best value of it all.
It's so good. Okay.
They talk about staying behind. I think it's at this point before the robots come out because I'm just trying to...
Yeah.
And I said, what if they ate the dog?
Ooh, yeah. You have to be prepared to eat the dog.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of wildlife around. You can eat anything. It's not like they can't go outside.
No, there's still food. And there's no humans to compete with, so you have a little bit of
all
food.
The food they want.
Excuse me.
You'll be prepared to kill a full cow and put it up and
butcher it properly. Yep. What if play it safe was agreed upon and they decided that was what was going to happen?
I'm glad they didn't do that because it'd be a very boring movie.
Yeah.
Just be sitting in a corner hoping the robots don't turn up.
Then we get another shot of the HQ, the robot HQ.
Yeah.
And they talk about the plan and they have a name for it. So I said, what if Capturing the Flesh was my porn name? Did you catch that?
I didn't hear that, no.
Yeah. Plan Capturing the Flesh is almost complete.
That's an in-depth name for a plan.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah. I think you and I later on, we should play a game of Capturing the Flesh.
I'm for that completely.
Okay, good.
So I just had a thought, and I didn't even write it down at the time. But I thought the thought.
Oh, that's a yawn, people.
Sorry about that.
I had a thought.
Yeah. So... I don't know which robot it is, but the robot says, here's the thing and here's the kill code, what we can do, but we need to, we need to go to a store and stuff like that, right? What if they had told the robots, because the robots will do whatever they tell them to do.
Yeah.
What if they tell the robots to take the kill code thing, fly to the store without them and go put the kill code in?
Yeah.
Without them having to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And they told one robot to go
with
the kill code thing and keep communications with the other one.
Yeah.
And then they could just sit there remotely and just watch while this robot took about 15 minutes to fly 800 miles.
Yeah.
Or maybe an hour or something.
Yeah. It was 8 miles away, wasn't it?
It's 500 miles. 800 miles.
Was it?
Yeah, it was 800 miles.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that far.
80 miles. Might have been 80 miles.
80. It's 80. Yeah, it was 80 miles. It was not a big distance. One's like, oh, it's so far away. Oh, sorry, actually, it's 80 miles.
Sorry, it was 80, not 800.
Yeah.
Anyway, like it would take them. Well, yeah, I don't know. You go 80 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fast. That's probably an hour.
Yeah.
But that's flying directly. You probably could go that fast.
Yeah.
These things have gone all around the Earth really quickly.
Yeah.
So they obviously can go fly pretty fast. Now, if they just hunker down with one robot and the other one goes and just flies over to that, no one's going to say anything. There's robots flying all over the place everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. They don't seem to be controlled or GPS tracked or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if they were GPS tracked, they would figure out that two robots are sitting in a fucking car.
Yeah.
They would go, oh, they're obviously working with them. They're glitched or something, and they'd find them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not part of the movie. So they obviously are not, like, there's no GPS on them.
No.
So this robot could basically just fly across there. There would not be any, like, the only reason why they're going to that shopping mall is because they see, like, in that later scene.
Yes, yeah, so they have an altercation where their camouflage comes off.
Yes, so none of that would happen. No. So then the robots would have no idea that anyone's doing that.
Yep.
All they got to do is just stay safe for an hour or so, which they could do, because they just sit there and wait.
Yep.
And this guy would just fly over, plug into the laptop thing, type in the kill code, and the whole thing's fucking done.
Yeah, because he does it. They're just witnessing it all. They don't do any of it. They're just taking him there.
They're just taking him there. Why doesn't he just go on his own volition?
Yeah.
Now, the only issue with that is if he flies away too far and one of the robot things gives him another order, he might take the order.
Correct.
But...
or anyone talks to him gives him an order.
Yeah, but they're not going to, because no one's ordering anyone to do anything out there. Apart from the robots telling the humans to get into pods, that's the only thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So this movie would be very boring, but would this would resolve the whole thing.
Yeah.
By just sending one robot with the kill code to that shopping center.
Yeah. I said, what if robots had some personality? So she goes through and explains the whole plan.
Yeah.
To all the people in the pods and what's going to happen to them.
Yes.
And, like, there's a shot of her, but then behind her there's a robot who just, like, pokes his head out the side.
And does the thumbs up.
Does the thumbs up, like, yeah. And I just was like...
these robots have got so much personality.
I know. I said, what if they did have personalities? I don't know how they could have it, but they can. They're just so smart, these AIs.
I don't know. Mm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if we went down this path and this was AI and we'd had a personal assistant that was, like everyone became, like, a best friend, then if the robots had that too... that same kind of AI.
They're learning from the same
things. They kind of learn from the same thing. So maybe they would have some personality.
Yeah, they probably would.
But not this much. No, because this is just good.
It's adorable. It makes you hard to hate them, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't hate the robots in this.
No, you just hate her.
Yeah, she's the bad guy. The robots are just being controlled.
Yeah. You don't want to make it too heavy. So it's got to be lighthearted bad guys, not so much really terrible bad guys.
So their plan.
They get to the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they hook up the laptop.
Yep.
And I said, what if they could remote control the laptop?
Yeah.
But, I said, what if they could remote control the laptop like a toaster that's not plugged in?
Yeah, the toaster's not plugged in, but it has
a chip in it. So Pal reaches all the appliances in this mall.
But not the laptop.
Not the laptop plugged that's in a Pal shop.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's no Wi-Fi at this point, I believe.
No, the Wi-Fi gets switched back on.
Do they?
Yes, she switches the Wi-Fi off. So there's a scene in between where she goes, watch, like, this is when she's making the fun of the guy and poking, whatever. She goes, watch what happens when I turn off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and it does
this whole scene and everyone goes, and they actually put all the thing next to the pods going, free Wi-Fi. Everyone runs to it.
Yeah.
Give me Wi-Fi. Like, because this is making fun of, this is what it is to make fun of connections, right?
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing about all of that is that she decides to turn the Wi-Fi back on.
Right.
Now, I think she has to turn the Wi-Fi back on because she needs to gain control over everything again. Because without Wi-Fi, she can't remotely control everything.
No.
So she turns the Wi-Fi back on.
Yeah.
Which means that this works for them now. Well, if she hadn't turned it off...
Well, her robots and everything still work with the Wi-Fi off, though. So they must be...
Yeah, I know. Maybe they're on a different thing. But for some reason, she decides she has to turn the Wi-Fi back on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Well, otherwise all this stuff doesn't happen.
Yeah. So she turns it back on, but this is the thing I said. They know they're going to the shopping mall. Yeah. Why didn't they just turn the Wi-Fi off again?
Yeah.
Until they get to the mall so that none of this will work.
Yes. They don't know why they're going to the mall. They just know they're going to the mall.
Yeah, that's true. But they know they're going there. Mm. So, look, I think once they realise, like once they get there and they, because they keep saying, give me the laptop. They're trying to get this laptop off them.
Yeah.
So they must know, I think
once they start the procedure, they know what's happening.
Yeah. Okay.
Before then, she just thinks they're just trying to get to it more for some reason.
Okay. But so once they know that, why doesn't she tell, because she's controlling all these items. why doesn't she think very laterally, which she would do because she's an intelligent AI,
yes,
and turn the Wi-Fi off or break the router?
She's not. She's just as flawed as humans are. Because
I suppose.
This is all based out of revenge and emotion. Yeah. There's no logic to it. She's upset. That's the only reason
I just want to say, what if someone had turned off the Wi-Fi or broke the router?
Yeah.
Before, like, because that would be the easier way to stop these people from doing what they're doing.
And I also thought, don't routers need Wi-Fi? So I thought that was quite funny.
The Wi-Fi is on. It just has a router there. So I'm going to turn that off. And also, why can't she control the laptop?
Yeah. Next one was, what if Furbies were evil? I've never liked Furbies, just to put off the record. Never liked Furbies. What if humans could lift a concrete column, but not a robot?
Mum lifts the concrete column.
Yeah.
That column would weigh... You know how much that column would weigh?
Oh, I know 100% how much that
column would weigh. That's tons.
Yes, yeah.
That is so heavy.
Even she with mum's strength. Lift I know. That. I know women have lifted cars to get their children out because it's that whole mum instinct stuff, but this thing's a robot. Like, surely he could get his robot mate to lift it. They have the ability, surely, so more than a human.
They're running away and they do the whole thing with the big Furby and he flips it over and it... And they're all celebrating because it kind of, it's heat thing or whatever, plasma blast, kills all the thing, but it breaks the router as well. And I said, what if it hadn't have broken the router that's just, for some reason, kind of attached to a concrete column in the middle of a shopping centre?
Yeah.
Like, where is a router? If you walk through a shopping centre, there's never just a box called, that just says router.
Router.
Just sitting on a column somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, it would be in a service area. Underneath everything, or it'd be somewhere else.
A desk against a wall.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that. I'm assuming that in a shopping centre, all the router things are like in the ceilings, like up where people can't get to them.
Yeah.
Not where someone could climb up and do something to it.
Yeah.
And anyway, if they don't blow up the router, then they win.
Yeah.
The whole they get to 98% complete too.
Yes. Yeah. So then they decide they're going to drive to the head office. to do it that way.
Yep.
And she draws on the kill code with some nice art skills.
Yes.
And I said, what if they killed the kill code with the Sharpie?
Yeah, exactly. What if she damaged it somehow?
Drawn on the USB. So, especially the metal bit.
The metal bit, maybe.
No, yeah, no, but know. What if for some reason it damages it?
I like that. And there's birthday, you're like, what's your favourite movie?
I know.
So we can criticize.
We're not criticising it.
No, we love this movie. We're talking about what if different things happen in the movie. That's not criticising.
Anyway, if they can't even hear you, so...
We're discussing it. We're not criticising it. It's not your birthday anymore.
It's way after your birthday.
I listen.
Okay, let's get back on the track.
Yeah. So what if all our phones got... She has a tantrum. They go, put me down so she can just scream and flap around. She can do her little
flap tantrum,
and I said, what if all phones got frustrated and had tantrums? And I went, oh, wait. They do, just not on their own. I said, what if they kept moving whilst watching? So they stop to see the big line of sky of all the pods floating into the giant V.
Yep.
The V thing looks very much like Valentine from Kingsman.
Yes, it does.
It was very, it gave off that sort of vibe.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, they stop and they film it and they're recording things and zooming into pods and looking at people.
Yeah, how do they zoom into a pod that far away? Yeah. That camera cannot do that.
Yeah, it's a little handy cam. It's not that good. I don't think my phone camera could be that good. And I've got a fairly recent phone.
Not even when you get that thing, you know in the, sometimes you get these ads where they say, click this thing on top of your phone and you can zoom in with it. Mm-hmm. And that like zooms into the moon.
Yeah.
Which is...
Bullshit.
But it'd be funny. Not even that could fucking do that.
I have one of those on my phone so that I can take macro photos of flowers and detail stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
No.
And then they're talking about what they're going to do. And I said, what if Le Fancy Buffet existed?
I like Le Fancy Buffet.
Le Fancy Buffet. And then I said, what if the dad could keep it together?
Yeah, okay. So their plan is to dress up like robots. So basically the plan that the daughter comes up with at the start, they follow the exact plan.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. Everything happens pretty much the same way.
Because part of her plan was correct, so they're going to go with all of it.
Yeah. So they decide to dress up like robots. Yeah. Now, first of all, that's very obvious, and the AI knows that's what they're going to do if they know they're coming that way. So she pretty much straight out says...
No scanners for body heat? No.
Well, okay. So she starts saying they're knowing humans and how stupid they are, they'll try and dress up like one of you.
Yeah.
And so look for any inadequacies, imperfections, right? Now, the dad at that same point accidentally pushes into this whole thing of pushing.
Yeah.
And one of the robots who's a normal robot gets pushed out into the corridor, correct, right? And the new sort of black and red ones, yes, that are really dangerous.
Yep.
Just
shoots him on sight.
Destroys it, right?
Yeah.
And I said, what if the robots killed all of them? Because there's something in there.
Yes.
They know there's something there because something went wrong.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe it wasn't that one.
No,
but it's probably one of the others. Surely
you'd hold up that area.
They just let them go. Yeah. So what if they killed all the ones in the row?
Yeah.
And then I said, what if the phone kills all of the white robots?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the thing, is that she's like, oh, well, one of them's going to dress up. She doesn't need half these robots anymore. Not anymore.
She's got all the people.
She's waiting for, like, four more people. So she's basically got everyone on Earth. She doesn't need the white ones anymore. She's actually upgraded them to these red and black ones.
I think she's sentimental.
This is the thing. She shouldn't be sentimental.
No, but she is.
She shouldn't be.
No. Why shouldn't she? This whole thing is based out of revenge, out of anger. Why shouldn't sentimental come into it?
She wants to get all the people. That's the most elegant solution, and that's what the robot would. That's what the computer would go for. Yeah. And it's like, just kill all the white robots, because if they're dressed up like one, we'll get them.
Yes, she's had. You know, that doesn't come up yet.
Or she shuts them down.
Yeah.
And gets the red and black ones to check each robot.
Also, the daughter, Katie, touches the one with the dog one because he's licking the mask. I'm like, that's an imperfection. Does no one spot that?
No one spots anything.
Yeah.
But this is what she could... This is what the phone could do. There's no facial
recognition.
This is what the phone could do.
Yeah.
Is could go... Because she can tell the robots to stop walking.
Yeah.
So she basically just tells them, stop where you are.
Yeah.
And then she gets the red and black one because their plan... She's got no end time. She can go forever, right?
Yeah.
She's got no end time. She can tell them all to stop where they are, tell them all to, like, whatever, and then that red and black one, she could go through every single robot until they find them.
Yeah.
Because if they tell them all to stop and anyone's moving, then that's them.
Yes. They go into the little pod thing.
Yeah.
And the robot gestures to the dad to move the pod.
Yes.
And, you know, he quite clearly uses his hands to do it.
Yes.
That doesn't trip any other robots.
Yeah.
He's got hands. You can see their face.
Yeah.
But none of that happens. No.
So I said, what if the dad could keep it together?
Yes, that's what I said too. I said, and then they fall out of the pod. That's right. He sees the video. He lets go of the steering, even though it's magnetically stuck. Everyone falls. And I said, what if they all died on impact?
Which they should.
Yep.
And then the red robots... The robots grab the two parents. The mum and the
dad, yep.
And I said, what if the robots just killed the parents at this point?
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I'm sure a few humans fought back and they killed them.
Yeah.
I don't think they saved everyone. I'm sure some people got killed.
Yeah, I don't know how they managed to do it without any fatalities whatsoever. Yeah,
it's not going to happen that way. So what if they did that?
Yeah.
And then this is at the point when I thought to myself, and this is going back again, right? So go back to the point where they were in that store in the mall,
mm-hmm,
and the kill code and everything, and they couldn't, because they still have the kill code thing.
Not now.
No, not now, but when they leave the store, they still had it, right?
Yeah.
So what if they thought to themselves, instead of going right into the belly of the beast to try to do that, why don't they just go to another store?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is that they can't track them.
Mm-hmm.
They have no way of tracking them. And the one place that they think they're going to go, what if they went, okay, where would we normally go if we were normal people? We'd try and go for them. Why don't we try this instead?
Yeah, where's the next available store? But maybe they think there's just too much risk. I don't know.
They could have tried that
at the next door.
Yeah. Yep.
They just go straight to.
So
I know time is of the essence in this situation, but they don't even seem to check.
So the robots take the parents, but I was like, what if they kill the parents? The kids run away.
Yeah. The kids
and they get go away. Hide.
And they destroy the kill code, and she resets the two friendly robots.
Yes.
Back to their original.
Yep.
Modes.
So I've got a point here. So. What if another group of humans storm storm the Silicon Valley thing whilst they are trying to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's like everyone's trying to... Because there would be other humans. There's no way that they have captured everyone and put them in little 100%. Pods, right?
But the normal human reaction would be to hide out.
Maybe. This is America.
It's true. Some people would just start shooting the pods.
People probably would just come in with guns and shoot at things.
They shot at tornadoes, so...
They shot at this solar eclipse once.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, they will shoot at things.
Yeah, they do.
So what if they had another group of humans who, like mercenary kind of people who just basically turn up around the same time and then all of a sudden, and they're not just looking for this one Mitchell family, they're also fighting against, you know, Billy Bob and all his buddies.
There's no military response. There's no military response. It all just happens very, very easily.
This movie is like that movie Home.
Yes.
Where the military don't even fucking fight back.
No, they don't.
They just let them do it.
Yep.
Anyway.
They just control the people living in Australia. Woohoo, we get mentioned. Yeah. Okay. So then the mum and dad get put into pods.
Yep.
And then I said, what if Power Guy wasn't watching her videos?
Yeah.
I said, what if the pods were soundproof?
Yeah, true.
They wouldn't be able to communicate with each other and explain that he needs a certain type of screwdriver for that's the control panel. Yada, yada,
what if the dad had looked around for a way to escape rather than sitting there like watching some other guy watching a YouTube video?
How does he know that that's how you defuse the pods with a screwdriver? He didn't create them.
No, he didn't create the pods.
So how does he know?
Well, did he create the pods?
I don't think he did.
He might have.
Feels like it's not part of his plan because he doesn't know what these
things are. This is the thing, right? That even though there's robots and they're highly advanced and stuff like that, there's a lot of manufacturing time.
Yeah.
Then it takes no time to manufacture any of these things. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing would have had to have been manufactured prior to this
maybe
happening.
Maybe the pods were to distribute...
The robots?
The robots.
Could be that.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, that makes more sense because they were all en masse and there was lots of them all over the place.
Yeah, so it's probably to send them out. It's probably like a new way of distributing things around. That's what I'm saying, that some of this had to be his technology. So that does make sense.
Yeah.
We cross back across to the kids.
Yeah.
And they start watching the video.
Yeah.
And they see the baby video. And all of a sudden, it's the highlights of her life.
Yeah.
Amazingly, that's all the video they have of her is about 2 minutes of when she's a baby and when they have to sell the house and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I said, what if the dad had built that house very poorly, that you could actually just pull something off the house and it didn't do any damage?
Yeah.
He just pulls it off.
Yeah, he just takes it quite
easily. Pulls the moose off the front.
Or he built it so poorly that the whole house collapsed because he removed...
He pulls that thing out and the whole house just collapses. Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, oh, shit.
So because they have a kid, they can't live in the woods.
I don't understand that.
Maybe it's like a remote where there's no school or anything like that.
That could be what it is.
Yeah. I just think that's a bit... Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, she's a year one teacher. She could probably just homeschool this girl.
True.
What if she'd homeschooled this girl?
Yeah.
And they'd lived in the woods their whole life. And then when she got to about 16 or whatever, instead of...
Had to go to school.
She had to go to school.
Met some mean girls.
She met some very mean girls. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. They should make that.
thanks for going with me on that journey.
No, my pleasure. I was right there from the start. What if the dog died from the G-force? Because he's on the hood of the car in a baby seat.
Yep. What if they had a car accident? Because she pulls off some moves there that she could have rolled that car so many times.
Yeah. I know that dog's a bit dopey, but that dog would be literally shitting himself where he is.
Then I said, what if the robots could adapt, like an AI would adapt, and would have no issue with the dog eventually?
Yes.
And then by the time they actually get the YouTube clip up, it doesn't save them.
Yeah.
Because they've realized, because the black and red ones, they're like, we understand that's a dog.
Yes.
But what
evolved.
If she had actually done a firmware update on the white robots?
On all of them.
And then all of them would have that.
Or if the two friendly broken ones.
Yes.
Their understanding.
Yes.
Got
filtered through. Yes, exactly. Because they've been joined back into the pack again.
Yeah. What if she couldn't argue with Pal? Pal's saying, you know, family can't change, da da da. What if she just couldn't submit an argument?
Yeah.
Not that it made a difference to her anyway.
Didn't matter, she went to sleep mode.
But yeah.
What if Pal just said, see you later, and killed her? Didn't even give her a chance.
So many times I've wanted to get into sleep mode when someone speaks. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to be nice to your co-workers.
I think you're talking about me.
No, honey. I just don't listen to you, and I admit it, that sorry, I lost it because it was just too much.
Sorry, I was listening.
Yeah. Love you. What if the two friend bots were affected?
Yes.
Because that's right. If they...
So they so the dad gets out.
The update affected them as well with the pig dog.
Yes.
If it erased their understanding.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to have an revert to original. They don't reset.
No.
They simply just
They have to listen to orders. They get firmware thing after this update, but they haven't lost all the code.
Okay.
So that seems to be what happened.
Yeah.
So what happens is the dad gets free and the mum gets free as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mum just decides, I don't know how she does this, but she just decides that she can now kill these robots. She's
threatening her son.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden that mum strength comes.
Yeah.
Because you've threatened my baby.
And then the dad's trying to upload stuff to YouTube.
Yeah.
And the robot, and right when he gets right to the end, it's like edging. He's like, it's right to the fucking end there.
Yeah.
And the robots stop him.
Yeah. But he says, see, just type it. Just tap it. He doesn't tap it. He's too busy reading it. Just
tap it. Yeah. Seriously, he's not that bad. Can't be that bad.
We all know C is yes.
What if the two robots that he knew weren't amongst the robots that capture him?
Yes.
What if she wasn't stupid enough to send them?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that could be a problem. What if she had actually just... Instead of just putting them onto whatever, what if she just shut those two down?
Yeah.
Because they've been glitches. What if
the fact that he's contradicted and proved them that he said people cannot change.
Yes.
You know, they're incapable of change. It's like pig dog all over again.
Yes.
And they explode.
And they explode instead.
Yeah. So he's not got any help.
Yeah.
And he pretty much is dead at that point, so to speak. Then.
Well, hold on. What if that does it to all robots? Because that's. They all know, they've all been told that he's incapable of change and that he changes.
But they don't know what he's, the other robots don't know what he's like before.
No, they do. These because two... she says, she puts all the stuff about that, she goes, what's all the stuff true. About them?
She does,
them?
Doesn't she?
And he's this, and this.
Yeah, yeah.
So what if instead of pig dog, what if he just has to walk around using technology?
Yeah.
And that would make them all explode.
Yeah.
He's just walking around. He's surfing the internet.
Yeah, hitting like on.
He's like, posts. Look, I can like a post.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes like, I'm tweeting.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, bang. Ooh. One of them checks their Twitter feed, and he's like,
and he's posted something or
he's posted something. Yeah. You know, his Instagram has got a picture of him doing something.
Yeah, he's checked in somewhere. He's checking in.
He's just like he's doing everything.
Yeah,
the whole place explodes.
Taking photos of his breakfast and uploading it to Instagram.
Yes, very good.
He's using two-factor authentication on all his logins.
Oh, fucking hell, that thing. Every man has his limit.
I couldn't imagine your parents using two-factor authentication. Oh, sorry. And then...
I don't even know how to do a capture. They're fucking annoying.
I tell you, though, when it's like, find the ones with traffic lights... And there is a picture and you're with like, is that a traffic light?
No, sometimes they're like half on one.
Yes. So you have to go over do I do the two squares or do I just do the one where there's the majority on them?
Or there's one where it's like a set of stairs or something and it goes through four of them, but one of them it's just like the slither of the stair and you're like, well, it's technically in the picture.
I'm just going to pick it.
Then sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't.
You know, you've got it wrong when they give you a different set of pictures.
Yeah, I get three sets every time. So... We know that maybe I'm a robot. I just don't know it, you know.
Oh, that's too funny.
Maybe I'm Deborah Bot through 5,000.
Yeah, could be. And then there's a scene where they're flying on the two bots, their friends.
Yep.
And then the mum comes along.
Yeah, and they're all afraid of her now, which is hilarious.
And then they start singing their favourite song as they defeat all the robots.
Because they've got to live their life.
Yep. Yeah. And I said, what if Rihanna claimed to save all humanity with her song?
That's very true.
She would.
What if they flashed across to Rihanna in a pod and she's like, that's my song, I want to see you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I think that's where the budget went for this movie, just probably just buying that song.
Buying Rihanna's song.
Yeah.
$50 million.
Yeah.
That's why it was between 50 and 100, because they don't know how much they pay for the rights to the song.
True. And then the pods in the big V's, in the flying V's, fall to the ground.
Yes.
After they all exploded and ended.
Yeah.
And I said, what if all the people in the pods died?
No, I had that too. What if they're all dead from the crash?
Yep. The sides open up, even though they opened up from the other side.
Yeah.
The sides open up and
because you know they're not stacked just in one row. They're stacked in multiple rows too.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's some people in the middle.
Yeah, it's not one deep.
How do the people in the middle get out? They'll have to pull the pods out one by one get people in.
All the sides just, so it's just a big open.
No. Not all the sides pattern. Do because only one side opens, yeah, right? Yeah, I know. So if you've got three rows, the people in the middle row can't get out.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
So what if, because I think there's about four or five rows, right? So what if 60% of the people just die because they can't get to them?
They're trapped and they just
They're trapped and they can never get them out.
It's okay because as they fall, the sheer force of them landing, they're all, like, it's all liquid in there anyway.
Yeah, they would be liquefied. Mm. Liquefied. So there's seven of these pods, right? Seven mm-hmm. different pods. So I don't know why there's seven. Is this one for each continent? I don't think the Antarctic continent one's going to be very full.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they fit everyone from into seven.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, that's why they'd be stacking wide and high. I know
Australia and New Zealand would be sharing one, maybe Papua New Guinea.
Well, if there's seven, we'd have to share it with most of Asia.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
Like it'd be a bit like, is there, well, there were 7 billion people at one point. So there's got to be, it's more than that. There's going to be more than a billion people in each one of these things. Mm-hmm. So that means, I don't know how big those pods are. We could do the maths on this, but those pods, they would be, they're enough for a person to go into it.
Yeah, it's just one person.
So they're about 1.8 by 1.8, right? Like as a hexagon.
Yes.
And you've got to have a billion of those. Yep. And it was quite deep. It was decently deep. It was probably about at least a metre, maybe a metre and a half deep, right? Yeah,
it was a comfortable pod.
So if I decide to do the maths of that, mm-hmm. which I'm not going to because I'm not that big of a nerd,
mm.
but the actual amount of volume that those things would fill up, I don't think that would fit in that.
In saying that, though, if you could do it on an Excel spreadsheet, you'd probably be all over it, eh?
I could do it. Yeah. I could do it now. I just need my phone.
Yeah, no. I don't
want to. Oh, wait. Hold a sec.
Yes.
Anyway, but if you had to, think about it, right? You've got between the long sides of a hexagon, you've got about 1.8 metres and about 1.5 that way. And this is really estimating from based on what it looks like.
Yeah.
But a full-grown human were walking into it and they weren't ducking.
Yeah.
So it could be 2 meters. Also, but these pods were like
hexagon shaped.
Yeah.
And yet they all fit in this V perfectly with no gaps.
Yeah, shouldn't fit into the V.
No. Should not fit into the V. No. A lot of things shouldn't fit into the V.
I mean, some things fit into the V, but this should not fit into the V.
No. So they save everybody's lives and then they discover that Katie's missing.
Yes.
And they find her. And as our daughter did her best Adam Sandler impression, I said, what if he brought Katie back to life? nothing in relation to this movie, just something my daughter said. My daughter. He was doing a Katie Adam Sandler impression when this happened.
Yes.
And then the mum insists for a photo.
Oh, yeah. So Katie's okay.
Yeah.
Dog licks the dad.
Yeah.
Insists on a photo. Yeah.
Yep. And I said, what if she blew them all up for that final photo?
Could have.
She should have. She almost did.
What if the people rebelled against the robots who were their two friend robots and destroyed them?
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, the As robots have tried to murder everyone. Yes.
Yeah.
They would Technology be like, oh, these would are be okay gone robots. Forever. This people fine. Would destroy all their phones.
Yeah.
There would be, imagine what this world would be like after this event. Oh, you're saying
humans would learn from mistakes? No, they would not.
No, but people would be so scared of technology now of this happening.
Some people would. Some people are just too accustomed to it that they'd keep it. Remember, we've had self-driving cars kill people, and yet we're still doing. But we haven't had
self-driving cars attempt to kill
all of humanity.
All of humanity.
Yeah, I know, but I feel so like
it's a little different.
I feel like humans would be. If like,
it doesn't happen to you,
that was a one-off occasion, and
no, I'm but sure it happened happen. To everyone. See, this is the thing about people is yeah, but if it, happened it doesn't happen. Yeah, but if it doesn't happen to you. Then you can accept, oh, it didn't happen to me, so it's fine.
Yep.
But it happened to everyone.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they would be like, oh, look, we just won't go too heavy on it.
Okay. Yep. Fair enough.
I figure humans are that stupid.
We do a bit of a flash forward.
Mm-hmm.
It says a few months later.
Yes.
My God, they rebuilt everything very quickly.
Yes. Well, you know, they have the robots to do that for them now. All the robots
would they trust the robots at this point? Would they be trust? I don't see any robots around, darling.
No, I don't either.
I don't think they trust the robots. Now, we saw in the earlier scene that the robots came in and took her friends, and we saw them blowing things up. So that means that when she turns up at this college or university or wherever it is, there's not even a scar on the building.
No, they've rebuilt. No, there's no scar. There's probably a little bit of punk, but there's no scar.
There's no scar.
No.
There's not even no doubt.
No. There's now, no doubt about
there's no doubt scar. There's no scar.
Yeah.
All right? But there would be something.
No, well, the power guy had insurance.
No, because you can't rebuild that fast.
Yes, you can when you have power insurance. No,
you can't.
Oh, with the round amount of money, you can. Maybe he built...
I don't care how much money you have. Maybe he
rebuilt the robots in a better way to fix the problem that the robots caused.
Maybe, maybe. He just didn't use power to do it. That guy would be up for a pretty big lawsuit. Oh, yeah,
100%. He'd be done for.
Okay, so... I said, what if all of her friends didn't like her now because she was too popular?
Yeah, she was mainstream. She's too well known.
She's too mainstream and they're all too quirky.
Yeah. As if you'd be going 3 months later, hey, remember, thanks for saving the world.
Yeah.
No one would remember.
Be like the end of be like the start of Ghostbusters 2, like, where they're not heroes anymore because they had to pay for everything.
Yeah.
Because they destroyed the city.
It's someone like if would I find saw a way someone who knew my birthday,
yeah,
but didn't see me till 3 months after and go, hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, be like, yeah, what, huh?
It was 3 months ago, let it go.
That fucking happened three months ago, bro.
No one will remember that. That's right, it was so weird.
The end and of this movie is just like a nice, neat little package.
Well, then they're driving again so they can get their medals 3 months after.
Oh, God, let's go on a road trip.
Yep, yep. Because they're a close-knit family now.
They really are.
They're amazing.
So what if, I think it was a little bit earlier, but what if she punched the other mother in the face for how bitchy she was about Instagram? Yeah,
I let you on Instagram. You're not following me. Oh, fuck this shit.
Fuck you.
I don't want anything to do with you.
She was like, you're nothing.
Yeah.
I saved the world.
Meanwhile, that's right. She had to use. I'm like, why is she using an old-time camera? She wouldn't even have it on her.
No.
It's only because her phone was destroyed that she has this camera to take photos on.
Exactly.
She wouldn't have had it.
All right, I've got nothing else.
No, that's it for me.
Cool.
It was a good movie, though.
That's it for me, Doug.
I still like this movie very much.
I love this movie.
And I don't think we feel
our like daughter said to us, yeah, that we were ripping it to shreds. We were not ripping this to shreds. No. We were saying what ifs.
Yeah, we were saying what ifs.
There were some good what ifs.
Yeah, there's a lot of death. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Anyway, I really love Mitchell's vs. the Machines.
So do I. 5 stars.
Yes.
I love the animation in this movie.
What if she just went around giving everyone sticky badges? Like little stars?
You get a star. You get a star. She gave them to every human but no robots. And I thought that was really mean.
Did she not give it to the two robot friends? I thought she gave one to
them. Not at the end. She goes, everybody gets a star.
Oh, okay.
Except those robots.
Except those goddamn robots.
You turned against us for just a second. I mean,
if Will Smith walked up, he would have slapped the robots. That's funny. And then he would have said, iRobot.
You should say that because there was a post on Facebook for the new Bad Boys movie.
Oh, God,
They're doing another one of these fucking movies. Oh,
no. Why?
So I made the comment and I said, does Will Smith forego the gun in this one and just slap people around? And I got a few people like my comment, so that makes me happy.
Everything he does from now on is just going to be slap. Yep. It's going to be Will Smith and slap.
This slaps.
This slaps is going to be the best thing. It's his saying. He should. The Fresh Prince should come back out with a song just called Slaps.
Slap. Yep.
This slaps.
I think one of his movies he does do the clap.
Will Smith slaps. Remember that.
Yeah.
just in case
we get face to face.
And he makes contact. So, I think Lisa lost it on that one.
Oh, that's good. Sorry, I can just picture him slapping people left, right, and center.
Choreographed
slapping.
Here comes the man who slaps. Your face is never
safe. Na na na. Oh, that took a turn. All right, you now have to tell me
before you choke on your spit.
What movie are we watching next week?
Whose movie? David. I know what movie we're watching next week.
What is it? Tell me, because I don't.
I think we're going to watch a movie that's going to tell us to put that thing back where it came from. Also help me.
Also help me. Also help me. We mentioned it last week.
Exactly. We're doing that one. We're doing Monsters, Inc.
Oh, I love it.
I love Monsters, Inc. Oh, Monsters, so Inc. good. Is so good.
Because we were watching City Slickers last night.
Yes. And but I picked it before that.
No, I'm sure you did. You've been telling me for a week that you...
So you're going to think it came from this.
And we're recording this fairly close to the air date because we had a loss in the family last week.
We did.
So last week's episode was, what was the movie we watched? It was shit. I've forgotten it.
It was shit.
It was shit.
And that wasn't a shit movie. It was okay. I thought it was all right. You didn't like the movie last week?
It was, oh God, I've completely forgotten it.
You don't remember what it was?
Oh, it was on Gabby's birthday and we were watching, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, we were. It was on Gabby's birthday.
Oh man.
It was the movie I picked.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know why I can't remember. Oh, I do know why I can't remember.
Do you remember the movie we watched last night?
No.
You remember the movie we watched
last night? Oh, that's right. Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sorry.
Skadoosh.
Yeah, Skadoosh. And quite fittingly, it had our dog Ella's barking in it.
Yes.
We lost Ella over last week. She passed away suddenly. Mm. So we haven't been in a frame of mind to catch up and do any recording. We were ahead for a while, and then we stopped being ahead.
Yeah.
So we're recording week to week at the moment.
And yeah, we're a few days in front now, so it's okay. Know. I don't mind doing recording week to week.
So, yeah, if you haven't heard last week's episode or... She's barked in most of our episodes, mostly Lana with her laser thing, but
yeah.
It's a very special episode last week where it's got her recording of her barking in it.
We've got the recording still.
I will be listening to that a lot.
Yeah. My poor little fluffy ear.
I know. But yeah, so next week will be...
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
We're going to talk about the monster, the ink, and also help me.
The ink.
The monster and the ink.
And the secret of the ink.
The secret of the ink. We're not going to talk about the second one, the Monsters University, because that one's not good.
That one was terrible.
That one's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen worse sequels, Megamind 2.
Oh my God.
But. That's terrible. That one's not great.
No, it's not. It's really not.
There's got a lot of flaws in it because it doesn't make sense for the story. It doesn't make sense.
And not many ceilings, so I don't know how you have so many flaws without a ceiling. Yeah,
there is a ceiling in the dorm room in that one, but not much else.
Not as many as flaws.
That one doesn't make sense. But Monsters, Inc. is a classic.
Yeah, and we'll be listening, and you'll be listening to us talk about the what-ifs of that movie next week.
See you later.
Ta-tas.